News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, this week, News Talk is partnering with Make-A-Wish Ireland to celebrate Wish Week. Now, all this week, we're talking to some incredible children and their courageous families and hearing how Make-A-Wish Ireland have been beacons of light for children facing the toughest battles of their lives. One of those is 16-year-old Adam Nagajek, who joins us now. Adam, great to talk to you. Thanks so much for talking to us this morning. You had osteosarcoma. Tell us about that. And when you were diagnosed?
So I was diagnosed in 2018. I was around 9. And osteosarcoma is a bone cancer. I had it in my right femur. And at first, I didn't really, you know, think of it. It was just a pain in my leg. But I was playing football a lot, and I thought it was just a, you know, sports injury. But it turns out now it was osteosarcoma. I had a biopsy tested to see what kind of cancer it was, and yeah.
That must have been really difficult for you to deal with at such a young age.
Well, it was, yeah. I think it was worse for my mom and dad, actually. But yeah, it was pretty hard, yeah.
You sound incredibly mature, even that answer there, that it was harder for your mom and dad. Mm. I mean, I know you were football daft. Was it? I think I read you were saying you found it difficult to accept at the moment. You thought it must be just a football injury.
Yeah, it was really hard to accept. Actually, I used to play drums before, and that's kind of how I kind of coped with it, I guess, because I couldn't play soccer anymore, so I had to go back to, you know, music, whatever. I had to find something new to do. So drums, you know, it just helped me, like, you know, deal with it and, you know, take all the stress out and everything. So
I can imagine. It must be incredibly therapeutic to be able to sort of bang the drums away for 20 minutes or a half an hour.
Oh, it absolutely is, yeah. Takes all the stress away. It's great.
I know your mom, Alexandra, is there beside you. Can you pop her on the phone for a second, or we just have a quick
absolutely.
Chat? We'll come back to you in a second. And thanks so much for talking to us.
Hello. Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Alexandra. Thanks so much for talking to us. You've an incredibly articulate and mature son, but you must have been at your wit's end worrying about him when that diagnosis was given.
Oh, it was your whole world just collapses. It was the worst thing that ever happened to us. But yes, no, Adam is he's our hero. As you can hear, he's so mature and he's. He's a tough lad, you know. He's brilliant. We're so proud of him.
I'm sure, because when he came on the phone, I said, "There's no way this fella's 16. He's so mature and articulate." The good news is he's 5 years cancer free, which must be just the best present you've ever got.
It is. Yes, it was. It was an incredible day. We celebrated in October. It was the best news to get. Like, we with osteosarcoma, I suppose you're never fully out of the woods, but it's great to be out of this danger zone. And like this year, seeing him living his life and playing with his band and going on school trips is just amazing.
Okay, I might chat to Adam again, because I'm dying to hear about what the Make-A-Wish actually was, what the wish was. If Adam is there, he might just. Tell us about what the wish was and how it all unfolded.
So I had to write down on a piece of paper what my three main wishes were. What I, you know, who I'd like to meet, what I'd like to get, what I'd like to see, where I'd like to go, things like that. And eventually it came to me getting a music studio in my house. So first we renovated my garage, and then Make-A-Wish funded all the gear, music equipment, and now I have a studio. So I can record my band's music, record other people's music, and, you know.
Wow.
It's great to have.
So you can just head down to the studio and get away from everything and literally bang the drums.
Yep, that's what I do.
Wow, fantastic. It might be difficult to put into words, but how important do you think the work is that Make-A-Wish does, Adam?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. Like, without them, I don't know where I'd be. Like, I mean, obviously, it's just, you know, the cherry on the cake. Like, they do, like, they take the, you know, to make it good, like.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're an extraordinary young man. Continued success in your drum. You're in a band?
I am in a band, yeah.
Go on, give a shout out to the band.
So it's called Talon, Tallon. Yeah. You can find us on TikTok, Instagram, everything.
Okay, I'm going to check that out on my way home. Listen, best of luck with the band. And look, you're an incredible young man. Thank you so much for talking to us. And thank you to Alexandra as well for taking the time to talk to us. Make-A-Wish Ireland is dependent on the generosity of the public. You hear there from Adam the extraordinary work that they do. You can donate online at makeawish.ie/donate. Thank you to both Adam and Alexandra Nagajek for talking to us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.